cattle futures firmed Tuesday, while negotiated cash-fed cattle trade remained undeveloped. Agricultural producer sentiment plummeted last month as production costs skyrocketed. Coming up on your Cattle Current Market Update with Wes Ishmael. Howdy to all. This is Wes Ishmael with your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 8th of June. Recently stronger wholesale beef prices helped cattle futures firm Tuesday, despite another day of higher corn futures. Live cattle futures closed an average of 71 cents higher, from 3 cents higher at the back to $1.22 higher toward the front. Feeder cattle futures closed an average of 17 cents higher, except for unchanged in Jan. Corn futures closed mostly 12 to 14 cents higher through new crop contracts and then 16 to 20 cents higher. Soybean futures closed mostly 9 to 29 cents higher. Negotiated cash-fed cattle trade was limited on light demand in the Western Corn Belt through Tuesday afternoon, according to the Agricultural Marketing Service. There were a few live sales at $141 a hundredweight, but too few to trend. Trading was a standstill in the Southern Plains and Nebraska. Last week, live prices were $135 in the Southern Plains, $139 to $140 in Nebraska, and $140 to $141 in the Western Corn Belt. Dress prices were $222. Choice box beef cutout value was $1.84 higher Tuesday afternoon at $271.42 a hundredweight. Select was $1.53 lower at $249.56. I had results from just one weekly Tuesday auction to report at press time. Through mid-session, steer and heifer calves were selling $5 to $10 higher at Ozarks Regional Stockyards in West Plains, Missouri, where there are an estimated 3,500 head on offer. Remember, you can get a weekly market summary and highlights in the Price Point podcast available at Calf News. Major U.S. financial indices rallied on Tuesday, even though retail giant Target announced markdowns due to surplus inventories, and that's usually bearish news. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 264 points higher, the S&P 500 closed 39 points higher, and the NASDAQ was up 114 points. Also on the day, West Texas Intermediate Crude Oil Futures on the CME were 91 cents to $1.66 higher through the front six contracts, with spot July closing at $119.41 a barrel. The Purdue University CME Group Ag Economy Barometer declined 22 points month to month in May to 99, the lowest level since April of 2020. The Index of Current Conditions dipped 26 points to a reading of 94, and the Index of Future Expectations fell 21 points to a reading of 101. According to James Mintert, the barometer's principal investigator and director of Purdue University Center for Commercial Agriculture, despite strong commodity prices, this month's weakness in producer sentiment appears to be driven by the rapid rise in production costs and uncertainty about where input prices are headed. He adds that combination is leaving producers very concerned about their farm's financial performance. Higher input costs remain a top concern for producers, with 44% of those surveyed choosing it as the biggest concern facing their operation in the coming year. Additionally, 57% of producers said they expect a 30% or more rise in prices paid for farm inputs this year compared to prices paid last year. The percentage of producers who expect their farm's financial performance to worsen this year compared to last year rose from 29% in April to 38% in May. The Ag Economy Barometer is calculated each month from 400 U.S. agricultural producers' responses to a telephone survey. This month's survey was conducted between May 16th and 20th. That's your Cattle Current Market Update for Tuesday night and Wednesday morning, the 8th of June. This is Wes Ishmael. Thanks for listening.